Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. So today's topic is how to stop or not let outside influences affect your efforts and your goals. Okay, how do we do that? Now, before we do that, I want to remind you that if you like this video or it helps you in any way, to please give it a thumbs up and subscribe. Both of those really help my channel grow in the most significant way. So thank you. Okay, so back to our topic, how to not let outside influences affect your goals or your efforts. And really, what are outside influences? Let's start with that, because outside influences could be so many different things. It could be people, you know, friends, it could be family, it could be your children, work, celebrations. There's so many different things that it can be, and you have to figure out where it is in your life that it's affecting you and affecting your efforts. So to give you a great example, so many times I talk to clients and they'll go to a dinner and they don't want to be the one who's ordering healthy. They don't want to be that person. And so what happens is they let the influences of the table eating unhealthy. I don't want to say force, because it's not a force. It makes them choose to do something they wouldn't have normally done if they were with different company. And this brings up a really good quote. I love this quote. I don't know who wrote it, so I can't even give them credit, but it's just such a great quote, and it really pertains to what we're talking about. The quote is, "Do not put yourself on fire to keep others warm." And that's exactly what you're doing. When you sit at a table and you order unhealthy because everyone else is eating unhealthy and you don't want to make them feel uncomfortable, you are putting yourself on fire to keep everyone else warm. But what happens when you walk away from that table? You know, you're burned. You're burned with that fire, right? So you have to think about, it's not just at the moment. What are you going to feel like when you walk away? And that is really the most important thing. How do you feel after? And that is what I want you to know and learn through this. Don't just think about what doing in the moment, that outside influence is making your thought process change or making you go off your path or making you choose the wrong thing. Think about what you're going to feel like after, when you walk away, when you are not in that situation anymore. Are you going to be happy? Are you going to walk away thinking, I never wanted to go and order like that. I'm so upset that I ate that. I don't even feel good now. Think about what you feel like after. And I just want to mention that if anyone knows who wrote that quote, please put it down below. I would love to give them credit. Okay, so now think about other situations. Think about celebrations. If it's not your cheat day and you're going to a celebration and you want to stay on your path, how do you do that? Well, I always think about, and whether you're at this table with all your friends that are ordering unhealthy or you're at a celebration, I always think to myself first, how do I want to feel when I leave here? What is my goal going into it? How do I want to eat? How do I want to feel when I leave? And that always should be in your mindset, is what do you want to get out of this situation? Do you want to go see your friends, enjoy, and eat healthy and feel good when you walk away? Not to mention, this is another good thing to think about. When you order healthy, even if others are ordering unhealthy, you can set the example of being the healthy person. And you might be surprised on how many people will turn around and say, you know what? I'm going to order what she's having. It happens to my clients all the time. I have one in mind who always, no matter what is going on in her life, she goes to the table because she eats out so often. She always orders healthy. And most of the time, people will always say, I will have what she's having. So you always have to remember that. Sometimes it's not making them feel uncomfortable. Sometimes it's actually helping others making the right choice. So keep that thought process, because that is something about helping others as well. Okay, so you go to a celebration, or you're going out to dinner, or you're at work and there's just food everywhere and it's not what you want. You know, you walk into work and there's food on the counters, or there's food on everyone's desk. I hear this all the time. Or they're ordering out and you don't know what to do. I think the most important thing, and I say this all the time, and it always comes down to this. Your day always comes down to this. When you plan your day and you prepare for it, you will most likely follow through with it. You have such a better chance of following through with it because you already planned it. So it's not going to matter whose candy is on the desk. It's not going to matter what everyone else is doing or what everyone else is ordering. What matters is what you're doing and what you planned for your day. And when you do this, when you plan for your day, what happens is it's such an easier way to go through it because you know what you're doing. You know, this is what I'm eating today. I don't have to think about this anymore. It doesn't matter where I'm going, who I'm seeing, what is going on. I am eating this today. And if you know what your day consists of, so if you know you're going to celebration and you don't plan on cheating, you should know what they're going to have. Or you should eat before and kind of muddle your way through and socialize. Same thing at work. You know what you're bringing with you. You're going out to eat with your friends. You know where you're going. Know what you're going to order before. These are all things that if you do and you really stay on your path, you will not let those outside influences affect your efforts. Because once you do that, you're the only person who suffers. Here's a great story of husband and wife that went to this party. And it was a couple that they know very well, and they go there a lot. They would go there often. They were always hosting. And they were sitting in my office and they said, you know, it's so funny. We went to this party the other night and we had you on our shoulder. We were like, you know, we really want to be good. But every time we go in there, she always has the most unhealthiest choices. Like she just doesn't offer anything healthy, but she makes a lot of her food and it's really delicious. So it's really hard to pass up. Even if you eat before, you always feel kind of obligated to have something. And then when you eat it, it's delicious. So you tend to want more. And then if you have a drink, well, you know how that goes. So they said they went to the party the other night and they noticed something different. And I guess this is what happens when you're so in tune to what you're doing and what's happening around you. And I think it's so important that we do this in our life because we learn so much every day about ourselves and other people. So they go to the party and she has all this beautiful food made, nothing healthy, and that's okay. You know, this is her party. This is what she chooses. You have to know what you're doing when you go there. So they had a plan and they had planned on not eating. So they said, you know, we were going to go and just, we ate before. We were just going to go and have a drink and just, you know, socialize. And, you know, people do that. Not everyone goes to parties and eats everything that's there. You know, what if you happen to be a diabetic and you couldn't, you know, what if you happen to be gluten-free and there was nothing gluten-free? If it's okay for some people to not eat when they're there, it's okay for others. You have to choose what's good for you. And that's what you have to go with. Now they go in and he said, he actually told me that they were really pushing the food. And he goes, you know, I noticed two things. One, they're both so thin and they look so good. And two, they weren't eating. And the wife actually went up to her and said, why are you guys eating? I never see you guys eat at your own parties. And she goes, no, we eat before. And they said they literally clicked because they were like, of course you ate before. You ate healthy before. And that's why you look like that. Now, listen, it's not a bad thing. They weren't sabotaging. They probably love to cook. They love to host. This is what they think people love. That's the food they put out. It's nothing bad against them, but they did what was good for them when it came to their own meals, okay? This is what I'm trying to teach you. Don't always look at what's in front of you. Sometimes we got to dig down a little deeper to see really what's going on. So if you see two people, or one person or two, whatever, in this case it was two, but that looks super healthy, they're thin, they take care of themselves, but yet they always have all this unhealthy food out, but they're not eating it. Okay. That is the key to this whole conversation. They're not eating it because they're eating healthy before everyone gets there. But their joy may be to cook and to serve people who, you know, may enjoy this type of food. Now, let's remember the two people that are in front of me that were telling me this story. Once upon a time, they did go and enjoy that food and they did go there and they enjoyed what they made for them before they started the program. Now, of course, they didn't want to use it as their cheat day. Plus, they've learned to love to eat healthy. So that's where their path has taken them. So it's okay that they changed. So in this whole scenario, it's no one's fault. I just want you to understand when you walk into someplace, it's not always what it seems. And sometimes we have to dig a little deeper. you know, the whole conversation, they ended up with, they were super laughing about it. And it was great because everyone learned something in this whole situation. And the next time they had the party, these two, my clients, actually bought something super healthy. And so many people ended up eating it, which was such a great lesson for everyone. Because, you know, if unhealthy is there and that's what you're offered, that's what you eat. But if there are healthy options, a lot of times you'll be surprised how many people will go for the healthy options, including children. I see it all the time. They go for the fruit over the candy. That's why if it's there, most of the time people will go for it. But if it's not there, they're going to eat what's in front of them. Unless you walk in with a mindset and you know, I am not letting outside influences affect me. I know what I'm doing. I know what my plan is. And this is what I'm going to follow. And the last thing I'm going to say is another, I think, huge influence in our life, obviously, is our children. And it could be anything from them wanting to bake with us or them having the worst day. And of course, as a parent, you are only as happy as your unhappiest child. And that is a true statement if you are a parent. So what I would say is always remember when you're trying to make someone feel better around you, when you're trying to help anyone around you, you are going to do it so much better and so much more effective if you feel good about yourself and you feel good about where you're at. And sometimes it's hard to feel good when others are hurting if you're taking care of someone who's sick or if, you know, like I said, or if it's your child. Of course, it's hard to feel good in that situation. But my point is, if you feel healthy and you feel in control of your own self and what you're doing, it's going to help you help them. Okay. You can only help someone if you're in a good place. If you're in a bad place, you're not going to be as effective. You're not going to be as much help as you want to be. So keep yourself in a good place that's going to help everyone around you, no matter who needs that help. Okay. So that's my last tip for you today. So I hope these help. Remember, think about what you want to feel like when you walk away. Always try to be a good example in any group and always keep yourself in a good place and stay in control, because when you do that, you can help others around you who need your help. So I hope this helps everyone. I hope everyone has the most amazing, fantastic, healthy week. I love you guys.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.